no panic zone. I'm Steve Gruber. I am America's voice. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show, fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth. And here are three big things you need to know to kick off this hour. Number one, with winter officially kicking off just a week ago, old man winter ready to ring in the new year with a pile of snow for a whole bunch of us. Are you going to start with a shovel in your hand? Maybe. Number two, the quest for a national championship. The Michigan Wolverines set to take on Georgia in the Orange Bowl. Who will come out on top? What happens from there? I don't know. We'll find out. And number three, Michigan has set a record for the highest daily COVID-19 case count since the start of the pandemic. Will Queen Gretchen be rolling out the mandate madness again? I don't think so. I think she has gotten the message that, you know, if you haven't noticed, Governor Whitmer has, for the most part, disappeared in a lot of ways. She's just kind of not in the headlines, not out in front of a lot of people, just kind of vanished. Out of sight, out of mind. Right? Out of sight, out of mind. And that way she is not getting anybody's angst and anger. But here you go. Here's some of the records for now. The state on Wednesday recorded its highest seven-day average. Wednesday, December the 29th, recorded its highest seven-day average of new reported COVID-19 cases since the start of the pandemic, 8,402. The highest peak seven-day average previously, 7,654, November the 19th. Just a week ago, the average was 5,762. So the rate of positive tests also extraordinarily high. Nearly 30% of all tests confirmed presence of SARS-CoV-2 on December the 28th. Michigan reported 25,000 new cases, almost 13,000 a day, and 338 deaths on Tuesday. For Tuesday and Wednesday, 338 deaths. These include new referrals of confirmed cases to the Michigan Disease Surveillance System since the last update, Monday, December the 27th. Now, the deaths include 232 identified during vital records reviews done three times a week. So, over the last 7 days, we're averaging 87 deaths. It's down from 115 a week ago, but it's still, as the cases surge, I don't know. And as I've been telling you, it is by far, the biggest number of people that I know with COVID is happening right now. I spoke to a number of folks just yesterday, not just in Michigan. One of the folks I know is southwestern United States, tested positive, and folks in Michigan. And folks elsewhere. So it's the numbers are exploding. In fact, a new record number of cases in the United States, 441,000 new cases in a single day, blowing away the previous record of less than 300,000. Pretty remarkable, to say the least. Pretty remarkable. From Just the News, I have this article I want to share with you. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer facing transparency questions today, along with leading state Republican lawmakers, after they signed non-disclosure agreements preventing them from informing taxpayers about pricing new economic development initiative. Governor Whitmer, Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey, and House Speaker Jason Wentworth all signed a non-disclosure agreement with the Michigan Economic Development Corporation regarding a $1 billion business incentive program that became law last week, according to the Detroit News and in this article from Just the News. On Wednesday, the governor said she was covered by the agreement signed on behalf of the administration, being one of the few who had to be aware of some of the details. There's a lot of proprietary information that is shared as states are vying for the opportunity to draw this kind of potential massive investment in future critical economic manufacturing opportunities into our states. That information is not going to be shared with anyone who doesn't do that, said Whitmer. She explained the details of the program will be made available in the future. Ultimately, all the terms will be aired as decisions are made at the strategic fund, but in the initial stages, that confidentiality is important. They're never going to engage with us if we don't participate on those terms. Shirkey and Wentworth also signing non-disclosure deals with the business incentive package. A spokesman for Wentworth said the administration's team required that to be in the room for the negotiations. According to Just the News, Tudor Dixon, a leading GOP candidate for Michigan governor, told Just the News that Whitmer has campaigned, quote, on being the most transparent governor in Michigan, end quote. She's going against what she campaigned on, said Dixon. She also noted the governor is exempt from Freedom of Information Act requests, and Whitmer has previously said she would end the exemption. Despite being in office for nearly 3 years, she has yet to do so. Dixon added that Whitmer is buying business instead of fixing it, namely in education and the workforce, and without having educated workers as a workforce, there's no point in buying business. Tom Fitton, the president of Judicial Watch, told Just the News that the signing of NDAs highlights how improper government secrecy is. Nonpartisan, both parties support it too often. They don't want the machinations of countless numbers of dollars spent being exposed to the public eye. That type of secrecy presents almost irresistible opportunities for corruption. Anyhow, so that's from Just the News. From Just the News, John Solomon, by the way, silenced by Twitter for explaining the legal distinctions between the two Pfizer vaccines that might be basically identical in formulation, but different legally, which is an important distinction when you're dealing with lawsuits. But he was shut down nonetheless. Let's see. What are your plans for New Year's? I mean, do you have plans? The point being is it could be interrupted a bit. Because a snowblower or shovel could also be in your future, or a plow. The weather forecast models are coming in fast and furious. And there could be a big snowstorm on Saturday, according to the National Weather Service. Details will be more clear by New Year's Eve, we're told. But right now we're told that big weather could show up for the weekend. Up to 6 inches of snow in some parts of the lower. 6 inches of snow for some parts of the lower peninsula. Could be the biggest belt so far. You know, we've had a lot of snow. We have. It was a lot of snow on the ground before Thanksgiving. Snow on the ground numerous times before Christmas and after Christmas. But a very active snow season. And then it would get really mild. A lot of snow, and then it would get mild. You know, look, I just work here. And speaking of working here, how about the Michigan Chamber of Commerce? These are folks that are looking out for you and your work. In the Michigan Chamber, michamber.com, that's why I'm a member. All of my companies have been members of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce because there's no substitute for their experience, no matter what your questions may be. It could be about insurance, could be about, you know, setting up a new business, could be about hiring new employees in a difficult job market, could be any of these things. How do you deal with the protocols for the pandemic? All of that. And the experience they have is just terrific. This is, it's the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, michamber.com. Their experience will help you. If you're a business owner in Michigan, you need the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, michamber.com, to get started. Find out more. I'm Steve Gruber. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Still to come, we got Rich Foley telling you how you can save money in the new year. Don't go anywhere.
I'm Brad Hoos, founder of Muskox Outdoor Apparel, a Michigan company focused on quality, performance, and helping you get outdoors to live your next adventure. Go to GoMuskox.com and check out the Grand Flannel, our signature product that's made of 100% double brush cotton. It's heavyweight, designed to last, and makes a great gift for the outdoorsman in your life. GoMuskox.com. That's GoMuskox.com for the best in outdoor adventure
gear. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
It's time for you to hear the truth. It's time for American history to be told straight, because American history is at a crisis point. Join me and Hillsdale College in the great American story, A Land of Hope. It's Hillsdale's new free online course, and it explores the history of America and her greatest triumphs and achievements, as well as our shortcomings and our failures. The free online course is an unbiased study of American patriotism. Join me at GruberForHillsdale.com. GruberForHillsdale.com.